Now, I'm delighted to welcome back Carl Merry yet again. And Carl, the last couple of weeks, you've had some fairly horrendous stories for us, but I think something in a bit of a lighter veil this week.
Much lighter vein, certainly towards the end, you might find it a very humorous story.
So, what's it all about?
Well, the Highwayman and the Fairies, it's a famous highwayman, was a famous highwayman in Essex, a man called Stephen Bunce.
Oh, right. Please, go ahead.
Highwayman Stephen Bunce was walking along the road one day when he saw a fine gentleman riding towards him. And he much admired the horse that the fine gentleman was riding. So Bunce threw himself flat upon the ground, and he didn't move. He pressed his ear to the solid earth packed down by horses' hooves. And when the man rode up to him, he stopped his horse and he leaned down and he called to Stephen Bunce, "You fellow, what are you doing? Why do you lie there with your ear to the ground?" And Stephen Bunce raised his head and said, "Oh, I can hear fairies. They're singing, and the sound of their voices, oh, it's so beautiful, I can barely tear myself away." Well, the man was intrigued. He too wanted to hear the sound of fairies singing, and he dismounted. And he gave the reins to Stephen Bunce, and he lay down with his ear to the ground to listen to the music. But the only sound he heard was the sound of his horse's hooves as Bunce rode off with this fine horse. And the man, well, all he was left with is raising his fist and waving it after the swiftly departing Bunce. And Bunce rode on until he stopped at an inn. And the landlord said, as Bunce rode up, "Excuse me, but that's Mr. Bartlett's horse, isn't it?" Well, Bunce was a quick thinker and said, "Yes, indeed it is." Now, he asked if you could lend him 15 guineas. And you could take the horse as collateral. It's a debt of honour, you see. He just hasn't the money at the moment, but he promises if you lend him the 15 guineas and you keep the horse as surety, he will pay you as soon as he possibly can. Well, the money was handed over, for Mr. Bartlett was a gentleman, and a gentleman's word was his bond. And Bunce tried hard not to smile as he took the money. There are no reports of what occurred when Mr. Bartlett walked into the inn later that day and saw his horse in the stables. But Bunce, well, as you can see, thinks very quickly. And there's another story that goes with this one. He was walking along one day with one of his colleagues, possibly another highwayman, but certainly one of his cronies. And he saw a man with a donkey walking towards him, and he whispered to his companion. His companion engaged the man in conversation. Bunce, coming behind, loosened the halter of the donkey's round the donkey's neck and put it round his own. And the donkey trotted off. Bunce's cohort soon caught the donkey, and the man wandered on to market with Bunce on a leash. And when he got to market and turned round, he found not his donkey, but a man. And he said, "Who are you? What's going on? I started out from my house with a donkey." And Bunce said, "The curse has been lifted, obviously. I was so unpleasant to my wife that she went to a wise woman and she put a curse on me that I should remain a donkey for 5 years. And now the 5 years are up and I'm turned back to a man. Oh, thank the Lord for that." Well, the poor gentleman didn't know what to think, but he knew that a donkey and a man could not be treated the same, and a donkey was far more used to him than a man, and he couldn't lead Stephen Bunce around on a leash. So he took the leash from around Bunce's neck, and Bunce walked off. Meanwhile, his companion had gone to the next village and sold the donkey. Well, a week or so passed, and the gentleman, well, he couldn't do without his donkey. His donkey did so much work around his little small holding for him and carried things on its back to market that he knew he would have to buy another donkey. And so he went to the next village and began looking at donkeys. And what do you think he found? There, amidst all the donkeys, was the very donkey that had turned into a man just a week or so before. And he saw the donkey and said, "Oh, I would have thought you would have learned your lesson. 5 years as a donkey for mistreating your wife, and here you are again. Well, I can tell you now, I shan't be buying you again."
Well, the only thing is, my word, he certainly was a con artist and a half, wasn't he? I'm amazed, though, that the man would recognise one donkey from another.
Well, who knows what his relationship with his donkey was, but he knew his donkey very well.
Clearly.
So we say.
15 guineas, a lot of money in those days.
It was a fine horse, and Mr. Bartlett was a rich man.
Well, clearly so. Well, obviously. Right, so what have you got lined up for us next week, Carl?
Well, there are many smugglers' tales, often associated with Wivenhoe, Roehedge, and places like that. This smuggler's tale is from Paglesham.
Right. We look forward to that. A smuggler's tale from Paglesham next week. Thank you.